and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Hey, Terry, there was a bottle of Chablis in the cupboard.
Oh, yeah, it was very good.
You drank it?
Well, you know, I mean, Jan and I were making plans for honeymoon and...
Great, I bought it for Vicky's father. She's bringing him with her tonight.
Her father? Has he been going along on all your dates?
Terry, she's bringing him over here because he and I didn't exactly... hit it off the first time we met.
Oh, yeah?
Vicky figures once he gets to know me, he'll see how lovable I really am.
Should have bought a case of bourbon.
Aren't you funny, pillow girl?
Oh, I don't believe him. I just don't believe that man.
Oh.
Philip, that's who.
What's wrong, Janet?
He doesn't want to have a church wedding.
So?
So? Terry, do you know what that means? He's Jewish? No, Terry. It means that we are not getting married.
What? Why?
Because, Jack, that's what I've always dreamed about. A church wedding with organ music and flower girls and me wearing this long white wedding gown.
And Phil doesn't want that?
Well, he found out it would take months to reserve the church and he doesn't want to wait that long.
That little devil.
Serious.
Look, Janet, is a church wedding that important to you?
Important? Jack, I have waited so long for this.
Longer than most.
Janet, let me ask you something. Do you really love Philip?
Of course I love him.
Then what difference does it make where you get married? You're lucky enough to find someone you love. The important thing is that you're together, isn't it?
Yes, but... Terry, well, it just doesn't feel right getting married by some clerk in City Hall.
It doesn't have to be City Hall.
That's right. Hey, listen. You and Philip could get married right here.
You mean in our apartment?
Why not?
We can get a minister, flowers, decorations, and everything.
Oh. You know what? We could even invite Philip.
Oh.
What the heck?
Oh, I love it. I do. It sounds great. I'll go ask Philip and see if he likes the idea.
If he doesn't, we'll get someone else.
Not for me, you won't.
Do you know anything about me?
No.
That's her.
Hi.
Hi, Vicky. Come on in.
Is my father here yet?
No, not yet.
Good. Ooh, very good.
Vicky, hold it. Your dad's going to come through that door any minute.
You're right. I better go change.
Yeah.
Where can
right
I...
Right in there.
Okay. And Jack, don't worry about my father. You'll do fine.
Hey, who's worried? Come on. He's coming to see me. This is my ballpark, so what's to worry? Hello, Mr. Bradford. Nice to see you. Would you please come in?
Thank you.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Sir, I think you might be a touch more comfortable over there.
Thank you.
I wonder what's keeping my daughter.
Oh, she's in my bedroom. getting dressed. Changed out of her uniform and into something more comfortable. Would you like some wine?
Thank you.
None for me.
None for you?
My ulcer.
I didn't know you had an ulcer.
Came on suddenly about 2 weeks ago.
See, that's about the time Vicky and I started seeing each... Look, Mr. Bradford, I realized that we didn't exactly hit it off the first... I just thought maybe we could, start over.
Well, I suppose I could try for Victoria's sake.
Oh, good. Well, I think that the...
You know, my daughter means a lot to me. I was both mother and father to her since she was an infant.
Well, you must have had a tremendous clothing bill. Say nothing about you, but people. Mother. Sorry.
No. No, that was very amusing. As I was saying, Victoria was always my favorite.
Well, I thought Vicky was an only child.
I meant between her and her mother. She left me, you know.
Well, you know, kids do grow up.
I meant her mother. I always had such high hopes for Victoria. Ah, well.
Sir, I really don't think Vicky's doing too badly. No, I mean with her job.
Oh. Oh, you mean because of the promotion they offered her.
What promotion?
She didn't tell you?
No.
Oh, well, it's not important now. She's going to turn it down. Too bad, though. She's been working so hard for it these past 2 years.
Then why is she going to turn it down?
Well, it would mean moving to Houston, and that could cause problems between...
us. Well, why didn't she say anything?
I guess she didn't want to make you feel guilty. You must have more on the ball than I thought to make her give up something that she wanted so badly.
Hi, Dad.
Darling, how are you?
I'm just fine. Has Jack been entertaining you?
No. Excuse me, why didn't you mention anything to me about that job offer in Houston?
Because it wasn't important. I'm going to turn it down.
Well, shouldn't you at least consider it?
I already did.
And?
And I'm going to turn it down.
Oh! Well, are you sure, though, you're doing the right thing?
Well, Jack, do you want me to take the job?
Well, no, I mean, you should do what's right for you.
But, Jack, if I move to Houston, we'll never see each other.
We'd still have weekends and holidays.
Weekends and holidays?
Well, you know, we really don't see that much of each other as it is. You're flying around all the time. I work all hours.
Jack,
Vicky,
I've been...
what I'm trying to say is I want you to do what's best for you.
I will. Dad, could you give me a lift home?
Now? Wait a minute. I thought we were going to do something.
I'm sorry. I just didn't realize how tired I was.
Well, we could do something.
Shall we?
Vicky.
Thank you for a very pleasant evening, Jack.
Vicky? Hey, listen, I'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. But if I'm not home, I'll call you.
Terry? Jack? Oh, excuse me. Jack, I just talked to Philip and we're going to do it. Hi, Vicky. We're going to get... I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No, Janet, it's okay. I was just leaving.
Good night.
Jack? What happened?
Nothing.
Well, it's so early. Where's Vicky going?
To Houston.
A little higher, Jack. Jack.
I'm sorry, I was someplace else.
When you come back, could you lift it a little higher?
Sure, Vicky. Terry.
Don't push!
Oh, hurry it up! This thing is heavy!
Oh, good, the organ!
Well, where do you want us to put it? This thing is heavy!
Any place for now.
Okay.
Will you put it down?
Will you pick it up?
You said put it down.
But not on my foot. Pick it up. Ah!
Mr. Furley, Larry, would you just put it over there, please?
Okay, come on. No.
Now, Larry, I want you to run out and pick up the flowers, paper napkins, and plates.
Cinderella, Cinderella, all I hear is Cinderella.
Well, I understand Janet's parents can't come out to the wedding.
Yeah, Janet and Phil are going to fly back and see them afterwards.
Well, who's going to give the bride away?
I am.
You? Then who's going to be the flower girl? No, I was just kidding. Wait a minute. If Janet's mother isn't going to be here, who's going to talk to Janet about whatever a young bride should know?
Mr. Furley, I wouldn't worry about
it. Where is Janet?
In her bedroom.
Excuse me.
Come in. Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
Hello, Janet. Janet, I think it's time that you and I had a little talk.
Okay, what about?
Well, about men and women, what goes on between them when they're married. Now, come on, no questions. I'm going to cover everything. Now, Janet, we are living in the 80s, so I think we can be perfectly frank. To begin with, men have certain needs.
So do women.
They do?
Of course they do, Mr. Furley. Women are every bit as warm and passionate as men.
They are?
Yes.
Then why do they always act like they're doing me a favor?
Jack, do you think we need something else over the door?
Did you say something?
I said, why don't you just call Vicky and get it over with?
Why doesn't she call me?
Good question. Call her and ask
Terry,
her.
Terry, please, I'd like to do this my own way. Is that all right?
Oh, Jack. I hate to see you moping around like this. This is Janet's wedding day.
Yeah, you're right, Terry. On a day as important as this, I'm not going to let some girl make me miserable. I'm in pain. But I don't want you to start the wedding march until I cue you, Mrs. Keneal, all right?
Sweet. Oh, I just love weddings, don't you?
Do you like watching train wrecks, too?
Hey, everybody, I bet that's a bridegroom. Look at who's here. Hey, Philip!
Howdy, Jack.
It's a big day, huh?
You got it.
Oh, Jack, this is my best man, Tony Williams.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
I'll go tell Janet you're here.
Okay, great.
It's me. Can I come in?
Yes.
Terry, just make sure it's like straight across the bottom so.
What's the matter?
Oh, Janet, you look so beautiful.
Oh, Jack Tripper, if you make me cry, I'm gonna kill you.
No, I just wanted to tell you Philip's out there.
Oh, then I'm not gonna kill you.
Are you happy, Janet?
Yes, Jack, I am. But I'd be even happier if Vicky was here.
So would I.
The minister's here! Are you ready?
Mr. Furley, just a few minutes.
Right!
Jack, Terry, I wanted to...
How many minutes? Two? Three?
Mr. Furley!
Take as long as you want.
Janet, you were saying?
Oh, well, I just wanted to tell the two of you that you guys are the very best friends... I just wanted to say how much you mean to me.
Janet?
Yes, Terry?
Shut up and get married.
Well, is she ready? Is she ready?
She's ready.
She's ready! Get ready, everybody! She's ready!
We do have to talk, okay? Just a second. Mrs. Cannell, take five. Come on.
Oh, my God. I walked in on Janet's wedding.
It's all right. It's all right.
Oh, no, I shouldn't have come here.
Why did you?
To find out why you're trying to get rid of me.
Get rid of you?
Yes, I thought we meant something to each other.
We do.
Well, then why do you want me to take that job in Houston?
I don't want to stand in your way. I know how much that job means to you.
Where did you hear that?
From your father.
Oh, I should have known. Oh, Jack, that job means nothing to me. But you do.
Oh, Vicky.
So, tell me what my dear, sweet father said.
He told me.
Jack, he's supposed to give me away.
Yeah, he's in the kitchen with Vicky.
She's here?
Yeah, but I don't think Jack is doing too well.
Larry, this has just gone far enough. Nobody sees me!
Boy, no, that was low. That was really low.
Oh, stop that. Listen, you two. Jack, I know that you are crazy about Vicky.
Janet, wait.
And, Vicky, I know that you're crazy about Jack.
Oh, Janet, listen, everything...
No, you listen. Now, I want you two to stop acting like a couple of silly kids, and I want you to make up, and I want you to do it right now. Go on.
Well, what do you think?
I guess we better do what she says.
I think you're right.
Now, that's more like it.
Janet, what are you doing standing around? You're supposed to be getting married. Come on.
Oh, my God. Nobody sees me now either.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony. Who gives this woman to be wed to this man?
Well, normally it would be Janet's father, but since he's not here...
Just say, I do.
I do.
The success of a marriage is not just the responsibility of the husband and wife, but all those who love and are near to them. This marriage should not mean the end of old friendships. Rather than losing one another, you should feel more tightly bound than ever, sharing the joy and happiness. Do you, Philip, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife, to love, honor, and cherish, for richer or poorer, so long as you both shall live?
I do.
And do you, Janet, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband, to love, honor, and cherish, for richer or poorer, so long as you shall live?
I do.
May I have the ring, please? Place this on the third finger of her left hand and repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
By the power vested in me, by God and the state of California, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Oh, thanks.
You take good care of her now.
Get it on.
I'm so happy!
Thank you. Congratulations!
Oh, Janet, I'm sorry. I almost spoiled your wedding.
Oh, no, Vicky. Your coming here today was the best present I could have gotten.
Oh.
Janet.
Larry.
What can I say? Wow.
You know, that's the first time you ever kissed me?
And the last.
I hope you two are very happy. You deserve it, Princess.
Oh, thank you, Larry.
All right, everybody's invited down to my place for refreshments!
But Janet, wait!
What?
Haven't you forgotten something?
What? Oh, my, you're right!
Oh, Janet's gonna throw the bridal bouquet.
Let her rip!
Okay, one, two, three.
Oh. All right, let's go. That's my apartamento. Come on.
You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
What do you know? God, I missed you so much these last few days.
Oh, I missed you too.
And I am never gonna let you out of my sight again.
Please don't.
Come here. Vicky, will you marry me?
No.
No? No. What do you mean, no?
I don't want to get married.
Vicky, you just said that you wanted to be with me.
I do, but I don't want to be married.
I don't understand. If we're not married, how can we...
We can live together.
Live together?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I get... What have you got against marriage?
It scares me.
Why?
Because I lived through my parents' marriage and their divorce. I used to lie awake listening to them fight.
Hey, lots of married people have fights.
Not like theirs. I don't know which was worse, when they argued or when they didn't talk at all. I used to cry myself to sleep every night.
Hey, come on, that was a long time ago.
I still have nightmares about it.
Vicky, it won't be like that with us. We're in love.
So were my mother and father. Until they got married.
I don't know what to say.
Say that we can live together.
Well, Vicky, I have a little trouble with that.
Don't you see? We'll be together because we want to, not because we have to.
I know, Vicky, but it's just me. I can't do that.
Why not?
Why not? What, do I have to spell it out for you?
Yes.
Okay, I will. Okay, listen. There we are, right? Living together.
Uh-huh.
The both of us, together.
Right.
Well, doesn't that tell you anything?
Not yet.
Well, if I have to explain every little thing to you, Vicky, we're going to be here all night.
You just can't say it, can you?
Say what?
That deep down, you're just an old-fashioned guy.
Old-fashioned me? That's a laugh. Is that what I am? Well, if we got married, you could cure me.
Oh, Jack, I love you very much. But I can't marry you.
And I can't just live with you. Well, I better get down to the party.
Oh, God! Say that! I want to come. Oh, my God, I'm too late. Stay calm.
What are you doing here?
There's no reason to panic. You didn't know what you were doing. We'll have it annulled.
What are you talking about?
Don't play games with me, Victoria. When I tried to reach you on the phone here, they told me about the wedding.
Wedding?
This.
Dad, that was one of Jack's friends who got married.
Then you're not...
No.
Oh, how nice. You've just done wonders for my ulcer. I feel so much better.
Oh, Dad.
What's wrong?
Jack and I just broke up.
Really? Really, I'm so sorry.
Oh, Dad, I feel so miserable.
Oh, there. If he means that much to you, I'll see what I can do about patching things up.
You do that?
I just want you to be happy. You're all I've got. Now, where do we find this Jack?
There's nothing you can do, Dad. Let's go.
Don't you think you better fix your face up?
All right.
Vicky wants me to live with her.
Then what are you doing out here?
I asked Vicky to marry me, but she turned me down.
Why?
See, her parents got divorced, so she's afraid to get married.
And you're afraid to live with her?
No, Terry, no. It's a little more complicated than that. Look, you just don't understand, all right?
You are lucky enough to find someone you love, and the only thing that really matters is that you're together.
Come on, Terry, where'd you get that from? A greeting card?
From you.
Huh?
That's what you told Janet when she wanted to break up with Philip.
I said that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.
Vicky! Let's do it. Let's live together.
Oh, Jack!
What did you say?
Oh, he said we're going to live together.
I know what he said. How could you even think of such a thing?
Well, no, actually, my friend Terry reminded... I didn't even say hello to you yet. Hi.
Don't touch me.
Vicky.
Don't touch my daughter.
Dad, it wasn't his idea.
Then it was your mother. She put you up to this, didn't she?
Dad, it was my idea.
What?
I had to talk Jack into it.
Hey. Oh.
Your ulcer's down there.
It's spreading.
Dad,
please, let me try. Mr. Bradford, look at it this way. You're not losing a daughter, you're gaining.
Stop it.
Victoria!
Sir, if I may.
You may not. Victoria, let me get this straight, just in case any of our friends happen to ask. You'll be living in some godforsaken place with a cook, without benefit of clergy, raising my grandchildren, who will be nameless.
Dad, please.
Have I left something out?
Yes, your blessing.
You noticed. Oh. I am happy about one thing, Victoria, that your mother lived to see this day.
Father is really something.
Yeah. I didn't think he'd take it so well. What made you change your mind?
I just don't want to live without you.
Jack!
Oh no.
Everybody's waiting for you down to the party.
Yeah, right. Come on, Vicky. Thank you, Lizzie.
Janet, what did you pack in here? It weighs a ton.
I'm sorry, Jack.
Hey, you guys, how many more bags are there?
Just a few.
Gee, with all three of you moving out at once, I should have rented a freight car.
Give me on, Harry. Be careful with it, all right?
Cinderella.
Did you check the bathroom, Janet?
Oh, I forgot, Terry. I'll do it right now.
Okay, thanks. Let's see.
Why did you quit your job at the hospital? I thought you liked nursing.
Oh, I'm still going to be a nurse, but someplace where I feel more useful.
Oh.
You see, I've always dreamed about going off to some remote island and tending to the needs of the poor sick natives. And that's what I'm going to do.
Terry, that's just beautiful. What island?
Hawaii.
Excuse me.
Aren't you finished taping that yet?
Yeah, it's ready to go. Don't just stand there. Get the bottom half, Larry.
This is so much fun.
Okay, Terry, the bathroom is finished and I personally am pooped.
Hey, Janet?
Yeah?
Where'd you take this picture?
Let me see. Oh, Terry, this is one of the pictures from our honeymoon in Acapulco. Look, there's our room right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hear the beach there is beautiful.
Oh, yes. And it's one of the first things we plan to see next time we're there. Excuse me. Anyway, how was Jack while I was gone?
Oh, he nearly drove me crazy. All he kept talking about was Vicky and moving into their new apartment tonight.
Gee, Terry, I hope she isn't going to mind living above his restaurant.
Why should she? Mr. Angelino gave them a very good deal.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yeah.
I better get back to work.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Terry. Do you ever think that Jack would actually fall in love?
Not for more than one day.
Really, when I think of all the girls that he has chased over the years, I get tired.
Me too. Janet?
Mm-hmm.
Did Jack ever make a pass at you?
Are you kidding?
No, I mean a, you know, real pass.
No, never. Did he ever make a pass at...
No!
Okay.
insulting, isn't it?
Well, I'm glad someone has something to laugh about around here.
Why, Larry? What's the matter?
Well, I just hate to see you two leave, that's all.
Oh, Larry.
Yeah, in spite of all the bad things you said to me.
What bad things?
Yeah, you know, things like, no, get away from me, buzz off. And my personal favorite, over my dead body.
Larry, we have a confession to make. We never meant those things.
Huh?
Yeah, Larry, you should have tried harder.
But,
come on, Terry, let's give our room a last check.
Wait. Jack. They were putting me on, weren't they?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Where am I going to find another buddy like you? Nah, you're the best friend I ever had.
Oh.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Come on, pal.
Man, I'm serious. I don't know what I'm going to do without you. You always pulled through for me. You always there when I needed you. Sorry, man. I just feel so alone. Larry? Hey, buddy. Listen, I'm only going to be living a mile away.
I don't care.
A mile away? You could have told me that before I made a fool out of myself.
Yeah! Listen, Jack, if you get lonely in that new apartment of yours,
Mr. Furley, there's something I really have to say to you. I'm not going to be living alone.
Oh?
No, I'm going to be living with a girl.
A girl? I thought you said it was a one-bedroom apartment.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a big step for me, Mr. Furley.
A big step? It's a giant leap!
And I owe it all to you.
To me?
Absolutely. After being around a macho guy like you all these years, you know, sooner or later something was bound to rub off.
That makes sense.
Hey, guys, it's all cleared out.
Yeah, we're all ready to go.
Well, I guess this is it.
Well, Mr. Furley, goodbye.
Don't eat too many pineapples. Oh. Janet?
Oh, I love you, Mr. Furley.
That husband of yours is one lucky guy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, what the hell? You're cured! I'm the one that straightened him out, you know. Damn.
Well.
Well.
I better get home to my husband.
Oh, my goodness, I can't believe how that sounds.
Oh, I know what you mean, Janet. I can't believe that in a few hours I'm going to be with Vicky.
Well, I have a plane to catch.
We better go.
Thank you.
last customers would never leave.
Well, Vicky, I think they got the hint when you turned off the lights. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
May I give you a lift? Excuse me. Going up, madam.
Well, thanks for the ride.
My pleasure. I'll go get the bags.
I'll meet you in the bedroom. It's the only room with furniture.
Right, yes, be right there.
Put the brown bag on the bed, honey.
Yeah, right. What do you want me to do with this guy here?
Right here in the closet.
Okay. Well, would there be anything else, madam?
I hope so.
Wait, wait, right here. Don't go away. I got a surprise. Ta-da!
Oh, champagne. How nice.
Yeah, well, I've been saving this for a special occasion.
And, I've been saving this for a special occasion.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's a present from my mother.
I think I'm going to like your mother better than your father.
No, don't worry about my father. He won't be bothering us anymore.
I hope not. He's got his life, and now we have ours. Vicky, to us, may we always be as close as we are now.
Oh, I think we'll be a lot closer than this.
Oh.
Listen, Jack, have you talked to your folks yet?
Oh, I spoke to my mother.
And?
And she said, have a wonderful time.
Really?
Yeah, I told her I was going on a camping trip.
Oh.
No, don't worry. I promise you that I'll tell my folks about us.
When?
Soon.
Good.
Excuse me.
Are you tired?
Oh, am I ever. I had to get up at 5 this morning to help the girls pack, you know, and then I went right from there to the market to do my shopping, right from there to the restaurant. I'm exhausted.
Oh, poor Jack.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to go to bed.
So early?
It's after midnight.
It is?
Yeah. Let's get to bed.
Excuse me, just 1 second.
Where are you going?
I have to undress my teeth. Brush my teeth.
Jack?
Yeah?
Are you still brushing your teeth?
Nope, all finished.
Good. Are you going out? You're all dressed up.
Oh, well, no, no, it's just, I like to look my best at all times. Can I get you some more champagne?
No, thank you.
Coffee, tea, cocoa?
No.
You sure there's nothing I can get you?
No.
Okay, then I guess it's time to hit the sack.
Mm-hmm. So.
Hang on. on one second.
Don't eat bees, do I?
Just a second, Vicky, because... Sometimes it's just so hard to get comfortable. These pillows have to run to their own. Yeah.
A little slippery.
Sorry.
Jack, can I tell you something?
Sure.
Promise you won't laugh?
No.
I am so nervous.
You are?
Oh, yes! I can't stop shaking.
I thought it was me.
I can't help it. This is a very special night.
Special, Vicky? This is the most special night of my life.
Oh, Jack.
Come on now. There's nothing for you to be nervous about. You're with me.
Oh, Jack. You're so reassuring.
Yeah, well. You just relax.
Mr. Bradford!
I didn't realize that you'd moved in already.
How did you get in here?
My key.
Your key?
Yes. Mr. Angelino gave it to me.
He what?
Yes, about an hour ago, when I bought this building from him.
What? This building?
Yes, including the restaurant. Say hello to your new landlord.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.